I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 28th. A man was being treated for a serious stab wound after an incident in Quincy Center Saturday night. Police say a man was stabbed in the chest in an alley beside the Fours restaurant on Cottage Avenue just after 9 p.m. Officers found a black male lying on his back and bleeding from a stab wound to the chest. The victim was rushed to Boston Medical Center, and his condition is not known. A knife was recovered at the scene, and the incident remains under investigation. No arrests have been reported. Boston police have identified the construction worker who was killed during a partial collapse of the Government Center parking garage in the Haymarket area of the city. Spokesperson for the Boston police said the victim of Saturday's deadly construction accident is 51-year-old Peter Mancini from South Easton. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey said his department got a call at about 5:40 Saturday afternoon reporting a building collapse at 1 Congress Street. According to Dempsey, Mancini was doing demolition work inside the parking garage in a construction vehicle, which Dempsey described as a Bobcat-type vehicle that was equipped with a jackhammer, when the floor buckled under the vehicle. Dempsey said, according to witnesses, the vehicle was approaching the edge of the building when the floor buckled and collapsed. After the floor collapsed, Mancini was still inside the vehicle as it went over the side of the parking garage and fell 9 stories. In a statement confirming the fatal accidents, John Moriarty and Associates said the death happened at about 5:30 p.m. when a concrete slab on the 9th floor on the east side of the Haymarket garage collapsed onto the 8th floor. The subcontractors working demo at the time were evacuated from the building. The site has been shut down. The MBTA announcing that Orange Line service will be suspended between North Station and Back Bay beginning today due to that deadly collapse, and Green Line service will be replaced by shuttle buses between Government Center and North Station until further notice. A tree worker was seriously injured after he fell from a bucket truck in Braintree Friday afternoon. Man was trimming trees on Mayflower Road when he was tossed from the bucket due to equipment failure. The man in his 30s was pinned to the ground by the bucket after he fell. Firefighters put wood under the bucket to take the pressure off the victim, who had serious lower body injuries. They then dug him out from underneath to make the rescue. He was conscious when he was taken to the hospital. OSHA and Braintree Police are investigating. A GoFundMe page has been created to help support the family of Cassidy Murray, the 13-year-old Milton teenager who died in a boating accident in Aruba last week. The page, which went live on Saturday, it already nearly reached its $20,000 goal as of yesterday. Organizer Ken Grill from Plymouth said he reached out to the family following Cassidy's death. Grill runs a Facebook group called Everything Aruba that helps travelers visiting the island by offering tips and advice. He and his wife own property on the island and spend much of their time there. Grill said he and others in his group wanted to help the Murray family and thought of the fundraiser as a way to help contribute towards their expenses over the past week and moving forward. Grill said that he has been in contact with Murray's father and the family is appreciative of the support. Many of the donations and messages of tribute on the page are from people who never met Cassidy or know the family, but they heard her story and wanted to help. Murray was a 7th grader at Buckingham Brown and Nichols School in Cambridge. Police are looking for 2 suspects who left extensive vandalism at Middleborough High School, including a spray-painted swastika and a direct threat against the principal. In a message to the community yesterday, Principal Paul Brannigan said the vandalism was left on the school Saturday night. Brannigan called it a deeply upsetting act. Messages of hate were sprayed around the perimeter of the school. Among the graffiti was a swastika at the front entrance and a threat against Brannigan. Administrators contacted Middleborough Police and reviewed surveillance footage. Yesterday afternoon, police released surveillance photos of the suspects. The graffiti has been covered up until a cleaning company can remove it. Anybody with information is asked to contact Middleborough Police. Weymouth neighbors feel in the dark when a years-long billboard battle is all about unwelcome light. A second structure is in the works along Route 3, just like the one that went up in 2019. The proposed billboard would be 48 feet long, 50 feet high, and would run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with an ad changing every 10 seconds. Opponents are also concerned about the environmental impact. The development is planned right near a large vernal pool. Neighbors feel failed by local leaders, and they've spent thousands of dollars of their own legal help to fight the billboard. There are 130 members of the Friends of Fennel Face Group, created so that neighbors can share research. Cove Outdoor Advertising has not responded to requests for comment. Well, the U.S. plans to welcome up to 100,000 refugees from Ukraine, but Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch doesn't think that that many will come here. Lynch and Congresswoman Lori Trahan were part of a bipartisan congressional delegation that returned from a trip to Poland, Romania, and Moldova to see the conditions at the Ukrainian border. Meeting with reporters in Boston on Friday, they were asked about the refugee crisis there. Lynch said most want to stay in Ukraine or in a bordering country. It is not known yet what states they'll be headed to, but Governor Baker said Massachusetts will welcome them. Federal government has not contacted Baker's office yet about Ukrainian refugees, but the state took in 900 refugees from Afghanistan last year when 37,000 moved to the U.S. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu is threatening to pull the plug on outdoor dining in the North End. She sent the neighborhood's restaurants a letter Friday as a select group of owners threatened to sue the city over the new $7,500 fee. In the letter, Wu said last summer the neighborhood had more than 300 noise complaints and that the North End has more than three times the number of on-street patios as any other neighborhood in the city. But some restaurant owners say they've gotten a lawyer and are ready to sue the city over the outdoor dining fee that separates them from the rest of Boston. Wu said some residents were at their wits' end after two seasons of unprecedented intrusion on neighborhood life. In addition to that fee, North End restaurants would have a curfew and a shorter outdoor patio season. The city says the special rules are because that neighborhood is so densely populated with both people and restaurants. In her letter to restaurant owners, Wu said if they don't like the new rules and don't pay, then she's prepared to cancel the outdoor dining season altogether. Restaurant owners say all the rules over the last 2 years have uniquely affected them and their livelihood. Wu said the North End was home to 77 outdoor dining patios, 70 of which were on public property. The Back Bay had 51 patios, with 21 on the street. There were 14 in the Seaport, 7 in Roxbury, 6 in Charlestown, and only 1 in Chinatown. Jack of Business News, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 153, the NASDAQ fell 22, and the S&P rose 22. Stocks are mixed in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $109 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Minnesota 134-112, and they'll be in Toronto tonight at 7:30. The Bruins will host Toronto tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast: partly cloudy, breezy, and brisk today with highs only in the low to mid-30s, the wind chill lower than that. For tonight's clear and cold, low of 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, high 40 degrees. Partly cloudy Wednesday, the high 48. Some scattered showers Thursday and a high 56. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the west, gusting to 25 knots. High tide right before 9 a.m. Sunrise at 6:33, set at 7:05. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 28th.